Welcome home. We are WNST AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and BaltimorePositive.com. Oh, what a week it has been around here. Football started the week. We have baseball in the middle of the week. There's going to be a Super Bowl next week out in Las Vegas. We're not participating in that. But next week, we are doing something very, very special. I was inspired years ago to do the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, and I'm very appreciative of the Maryland Lottery and Window Nation and our friends at Jiffy Lube for stepping up. All of our sponsors are going to be involved in this thing next week. So I was dreaming up ways that I could be helpful. I knew I would not be going to Las Vegas to do Radio Row. So we've decided to, on the coldest week of the year, week before Valentine's Day, to have Crab Cake Row, a cup of soup or bowl. Very, very simple. I'm giving away free soup. I'm the opposite of whatever the Seinfeld guy was. It's free soup for everybody. Maryland crab, cream of crab, 50-50. If you've never tried it, you can try it for free on Monday at Fadley's, on Tuesday at Costas, on Wednesday at Coco's, on Thursday, State Fair in Catonsville, and on Friday will be at Pappas in Cockeysville. I have to say Cockeysville because they have Glen Burnie. They have the original location in Parkville. They have Bel Air now. They're even in the MGM National Harbor, but we're doing the one in Cockeysville. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. It is all brought to you by our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. Reminding you to do doors as well, and I'm getting doors this year, as well as Jiffy Lube Multicare. And I don't need to tell you, I got my oil change a couple weeks ago at the York Road location right across from Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter, where we did a crab cake tour stop, and they're sponsoring our 25th anniversary. And I know John Martin is dying that we count down to number one. Number two was Free the Birds. Number one, it's going to be the parade and the walk out, the walk in, I should say, the march down in New Orleans. And they're sponsoring that. But you are behind this cup of Super Bowl. Are you cream of crab, John Martin, or are you Maryland crab? Or are you an Ohio guy that just wants chicken noodle?
Well, you know what? I enjoy a good cup or bowl of soup. So I would.
No, you got to say it the right way. Say it the right way now.
Wait,
cup of soup or bowl.
Cup of soup or bowl.
I made you say it. I made you say it. Remember?
I know.
Cup like the Bare Naked Ladies song. I made you say underwear. Right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Exactly. Right? So, I love soup. I'm more traditionalist, but I the 50-50, I'll go for that. That's
have
nice.
You had 50-50?
I have not. Not in this context.
You know what? Luke and I had a conversation. This is kind of like asking, is it pumpkin or is it pecan or is it apple pie or is it ham or turkey or vegetarian? Right. This is a serious, like, Baltimore conversation needs to be had. I mean, we've done a crab cake tour. I'm going to do some oysters. I'm doing some fun stuff this year. But this is a conversation needs to be had because I'm 55 and the first 48 years of my life, I've been everywhere there's a crab cake, John, right? I mean, I've been doing radio for 30 years, running around, doing stuff. I had never seen such a thing. Love cream of crab soup, grew up on it. Maryland crabs, like vegetable soup of crab. Everybody knows that. My mom put okra in it because she was Southern, and my wife puts bacon in it because I asked her to, and it's tasty. So I had never seen it combined, okay? So I was, you know what? James Parker Bond from Living Classrooms Foundation. I just mentioned Curio and Foreign Daughter. It is their found. It's where they give their money. So they're bringing who I know, and we've done Living Classrooms here for years. Coach Billick was a big part of what they did. I was at their Maritime Magic event, which I highly recommend. It's a beautiful event down at Fells Point, and it benefits. I mean, nobody does more for the city than the Living Classrooms Foundation. We're going to talk about 100 charities next week, and I'm at this event, and they were combining it. I'm like, I've never seen that. I mean, I was like 48 years old, and I'm like, it's like putting the chocolate and the peanut butter back when we were kids.
Sure,
I'm like, what? So you're going to put it together? That's a little weird. Give it to me. And I ate it. And I don't know that I don't know that I've gone back from, you know, the last couple of years. Well, it's almost the only way I eat it is sort of half it. Now, sometimes like Costas is a little, they make theirs a little thick, their cream. So I don't want it 50-50. I want it more like, I would say not Arnold Palmer, but maybe Nasty Nestor, maybe 75-25, you know, but this is an important conversation. So I'm going to try it all next week. It's going to be the sort of the lead story along with the 100 charities, along with all the things we're doing, but I'm going to get to the bottom of this 50-50 phenomenon because this is a new thing. This is very Gucci for Maryland.
You know, I'm a simple man, Nestor. All the food goes to the same place. So
the
whether
Maryland
you have,
bank.
Well,
there you
I
go.
Mean,
all right.
Yeah,
all right.
Right. So it doesn't matter to me.
Plug in the charity, John.
Yeah,
come on.
It's like the people who can't have their food touching on a plate or have to eat all of one thing before they go to the next thing. No, you know what? 50-50, fine.
You know what? That's where Maryland and Ohio were kind of border states, like way out there. You know what? That's where
Well,
we can all agree. We can I agree. A
West
meal's
Virginia's
a
got something to
meal.
say about it, but.
Well, I don't know what they do there. Listen, we do the Maryland lottery here, and this is where my segue happens for you. So I am
Please.
literally I'm out of tickets. Like this is I have a handful left, and these are all I don't know if you know, but Peppermint Payout feels so Mariah Carey, right? I mean, it feels like so like a long time ago. The
Yes.
Browns were still playing. By the way, I had Joe Flacco on last week. He sends his love. So I'm out of tickets, and I have O Snappers, and these still do smell like gingerbread. I have a handful, but Roz is giving me new tickets. And listen, with the football and the baseball and the ownership and the Joe Flacco, like all this, I don't even know. Tell me what we're promoting. Tell me what I'm going to have next
Oh,
week, because I'm
we have
promising
fun stuff.
scratch-offs, you know?
We have fun stuff, and that actually the latest entree into our scratch off lineup is our Times the Cash family of games, and we have six progressive stepped scratch off tickets starting at the $1 five times the cash, the $2 ten times the cash, the $5 20 times the cash. The $10 50 times the cash, the $20 100 times the cash, wait for it, the $30 200 times the cash. Players love these multipliers when they scratch and win a prize, and then they have an option potentially on that scratch off to reveal a multiplier that then adds to their winnings. But again, part of the joy of Maryland Lottery scratch off tickets is if you don't happen to win a cash prize, you may enter into a second chance drawing. And our second chance drawings are extremely lucrative for this lineup of games. And starting at the end of February for 5 consecutive months, more or less, we'll have cash drawings for second chance winners. They will be drawn, and one lucky winner of a $50,000 cash prize will be drawn in the first four drawings. And then the fifth and final drawing, which will be in July, the middle of July, will be a $75,000 second chance win. So check them out at your 4,400 plus Maryland Lottery retailers around the state. It's called Times the Cash, the X like a multiplier, Times the Cash family of games from $1 up to $30. Prizes range from a buck all the way up to $2 million on a $30 ticket. But again, don't throw those non-winning tickets away. Enter them into drawing for more options to win second chance prizes.
I'm looking forward to see what Roz comes up with me, comes up for me. Because next week we're doing this thing and it's going to be awesome. We're trying to get out in the community, but talk about getting out in the community. You guys deal with the Orioles, you deal with the Ravens, obviously. We talk about home run riches. You go from one season to the other. And we've talked about sports. You love sports and I love sports. We all love sports. What a week it's been, right? Like just from the backdrop of for our city
Yes.
and us being here and the Ravens and this word of the Orioles sale, and not even just the Orioles sale, just the fact that pitchers and catchers report in 2 weeks and we won 101 games and we won divisions last year. It's really all I've ever done sports, John. I don't want to get too romantic or get misty-eyed and whatnot, but Sunday was tough. I mean, it's a tough thing for the community. And I know you and I kidded around about me being at the drive and the Ernest Biner game. And hey, man, we had Billy Cundiff miss a kick and we lost the Super. Like when you lose that game, doesn't matter how you lose it or whatever. You never really, it takes a long time to get over that. And I think the difference for us here, and for lottery players as well, is we're not that far away. I mean, opening day's 8 weeks away, and I'm like, okay, and we have a real chance this year. And the sports backdrop's a wonderful thing, and you guys get involved in that. And I know you're probably gearing up the home run riches, right?
Well, this may be lousy radio for those people who are listening via the radio airwaves, but I am wearing today in honor or in deference to the news of the week. First of all, I'm wearing a black sweater because an armband just wouldn't do for the unfortunate loss on the weekend. But I have, can you see that?
Orange. That's orange.
My
It's a little
orange
early
shirt.
for we're still recording this in January. I mean, you got baseball going on in January. It's a good thing.
Well, because of the breaking news this week. I mean, everyone's talking about the O's, and it should be a very interesting season. We will have something. I can't tease it just yet, but we will have a continuation of our home run riches fan favorite with a twist.
All
Last
right.
year we had our 50th anniversary, so we had the big $50,000 cash prize. Can't do something that huge,
Well, I was going to
but we
say
do
to
have
you, man,
something.
last year was special. And
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing my 25th right now, and that's part of why I'm doing this Cup of Super Bowl next week. And we're doing all this for the Maryland Food Bank and promoting 100 charities and doing cool stuff. But, like you try to gear up and do something awesome, and it's like the Orioles won 101 games last year. What are they going to do for an encore? Well, more playoff games. Obviously, they get that opportunity. But you are always are trying to dream up the next best thing, and I think sometimes that gets hard to do, right? By the way, I had the Jacksonville Winners on from the Ravens trip,
Oh.
and you guys talk about these things, and it's very like, hey, you can be a winner, you get tickets for life, and you get experiential, and you get to do this, and we'll put a picture up on the website. But when I actually meet these people that got on the plane and they're telling me how Roquan Smith gave them cheesecake on the plane, that sort of brings it
Full
home.
service.
You know what I mean?
Roquan Smith, full service.
Well,
There
it's
it is.
true. Yeah, I mean, people win and they have a really, really good time, and it's fun for me to meet them and to see that it really was a trip of a lifetime. Like literally talking to these folks, you can tell it's something they're never going to forget.
No,
And I know you guys
absolutely.
try to do that with all the things you do with
We
the
do,
team.
we do, and we've got an interesting promotion. It's easy for me to say. Interesting promotion going on right now called our. Let me get the right name of it. The marketing group page. Want to do it right? Keno Ice Cold Cash, and we teased that a little bit last time, but it's a promotion running on now, and it's predicated on how low the temperature goes. The lower the temperature, the higher the cash prize for their second chance contest. So we've already had 2 weeks of drawings, and the week of, let's see, that would have been January 22nd. The previous week, the low temperature was 12 degrees, as
So it's the
recorded at
low in the
DWI.
middle of the night,
It's
right?
the week prior,
Okay, it's the lowest low. Okay, because
the
I'm seeing
lowest low
like
of
we
the
get into the
week.
50s this week a little bit, and I'm like, what? But as long as it's 22 at 3 in the morning, it's 22 is the number. Is that kind of how it works?
Well, below 25 degrees is a $10,000 cash prize. And we had one, two, three, four, five lucky winners that first week, who all won $10,000 as a second chance. The second week of the promotion, the low temperature was 14 degrees.
It was cold that morning.
Still under 25 degree threshold. So we had five more winners of $10,000. And we'll have a drawing this week and then one the week of the 12th. So we have 2 more weeks to go on this promotion. All Keno tickets are eligible, so go to mdlottery.com for details about the Keno promotion, ice cold cash, and see
I
if you
want to
can be
understand
lucky
this.
enough.
25, I'm serious. That was 25 degrees. It's like I'm looking on, literally, I'm on my app right now. It says it's going to be 26 on Thursday, 27 on Friday. Do you read it at BWI? Or do they come to you and say, John, it's 26. Do you just want to waive this and make it 20? Like, I need to know.
No, so it's tiered. So the lowest temperature is the highest return, and that's 25 degrees equals $10,000. For a low temperature between 25 and 34, the cash prize is $7,500.
Okay. All right. All
Still
right.
nothing to sneeze at there. From
All right.
35 to 44, it's $5,000. And if we have a heat wave, if spring has sprung, 45 degrees and above, it's still a $2,500 cash prize, and these are all second chance prizes.
Well, nobody knows John Martin or the Maryland Lottery to be stingy, but I mean, the contest is the contest. And if it's 26 degrees, that's what it is, not 25 degrees. For you, I guess this time of the year in sports wagering, because you're going to report numbers every month. Obviously, with the big game coming up next week, as we do a Cup of Super Bowl, I'm going to make everybody say it. The sports wagering calendar sort of changes a little bit too, but I would think this last month, the maturity of the industry and where we are and another year into this and the promotional side of it, that January is going to, because of the Ravens and because of the local fervor and them playing another week, I would think you'll be a good news captain next month when things come out, right?
We try to not try. We do announce the results on the 10th of the month for the previous month. So right around February 10th, unless that falls on a weekend, and it does. So it might be then that Monday, the 12th. But we will have results for January. And yeah, I don't have figures here, but your assertion is pretty accurate. You know, we had a good month. We had a lot of energy, enthusiasm, and certainly a lot of local flavor with the Ravens run. February, of course, the game is on the 11th. So, and it's only one game. It's not a full NFL calendar. So a lot of people think, oh boy, the the numbers must really go high in February. No, not so much, because the calendar isn't there to support that. And then we've got, of course, March Madness coming up, which should be another good month. And then baseball season kicks off in April. So we've got a lot of activities coming up. We should have a good month to report in February for the month of January. And again, we're having a pretty good year on the sports wagering revenue side.
You know, I spent the afternoon up at Hollywood Casino when Flacco played the afternoon. Well, that was the Peacock day. Remember? You had to have Peacock at night. I was anti-Peacock, and I'm like, and I'm pro Hollywood Casino. They're our friends and partners. So I went up, spent the whole evening there. Fans, we hit the books, and it was fun. Lottery tickets. We had a blast. But you know, I may be doing that again for the Super Bowl. But boy, oh boy, this week has been something, right? And like, just in a general sense of thinking. You could get there thinking you're a drive away. Sports is fun, isn't it? I mean, you know, even for you being the Browns guy and all that, I had Flacco on last week and he was magnanimous. We hung out for about 40 minutes and he talked about Cleveland and how much fun it was and how sports became fun for him. He said it was like being a kid again, playing in Cleveland.
Well, clearly he's enjoyed a rebirth, and of course a lot's got to happen in the off season. It's far too soon to tell
For
how this is
every
going to
team,
play
by the
out
way,
for
right?
every team. Absolutely, absolutely. So, I think if the opportunity presents itself, I think there's enough mutual interest to make that happen again. But you know, that's it's way too early. But you know what? It's never too early to talk about
What do you
winners
got? What's happening?
and winners in Dundalk.
When?
So we had, well, I'm going to tell you. Again, we have progressive jackpots on our fast play game. We had a woman in Dundalk go to the Wise Carol Mart right there on Wise Avenue, and she purchased the Wild Bonus times 10 game, fast play game, and won $146,000 on a $10 scratch off. So,
I know where that is, and that's Wise, WISE, like an owl, not like the Dundalk Owls, and not Wise like our markets. But I know right where that's on the Patapsco side of Dundalk. We, you know, I'm just saying, I being a Dundalk guy, but I
The
know where that is.
winning happens on both sides.
There are good people at Patapsco. I've met a few. I mean, it's a, you know, I mean, I kid people. You know, one of my best friends from Dundalk, her daughter goes to Patapsco, so it's right on that side there. So I know that part. We got some more winners. Who else won?
Oh, we've got nothing winners. You can go to mdlottery.com to learn about more winners. How about $1 million on a scratch off, huh? I talked about the times the cash game at the beginning and about new contests for second chances. Here's a guy who didn't need no stinking second chance. Walked in and won at 100 times the cash game, $1 million top prize on a $20 ticket. And that happened to be in Catonsville, is where he won that.
A guy won $1 million on a scratch off.
Yeah, how about that?
I mean, I give these out and people play and they tell me second chance, like and all that. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, at some point, I'm actually gonna meet somebody that gets the big ticket that I, because people love get like they love playing scratch offs. When I give them, people are so nice to me when I give them a lottery ticket.
They are, because people want to win money. That's why they're nice.
It's fun. It's fun.
And then the last one I'll just leave you with here in terms of the winner's circle here. Again, go to mdlottery.com for details on this and many more. We had a lovely lady and her husband. You can see their smiling faces on mdlottery.com. Marquetta Robertson, who won on the pick five ticket. And we talked about this before in previous episodes. Gee, a 5-digit number. Where am I going to find that? On her license plate. She played the five numbers on her license plate. Boom. $50,000 plus $400 that she threw away on a ticket because she had boxed it and didn't realize that was also a winner. So she had to go and do a dumpster dive to get her $400 ticket. So net to her $50,400 on two winning tickets. So how about that?
You buy a new car and slap the license plate on there. You know, one of the things with me is, and I all the times I have to, you have to put your license plate in, you know, when you park your car. I don't even know my, I don't know
No,
it by heart, you
no.
know?
Yeah.
I can remember, you know, my best friend's phone number from 1978, but I can't remember the 5 digits on my license plate. All right. So if anybody wants to get lucky, our friends at the Maryland Lottery always play responsibly. We remind you to do that, certainly if you're playing the big game next week. And of course, they are sponsoring what we're doing next week, which is lifting the community. We're going to tell 100 stories. We're trying to tell 100. I've only got about 60 right now. If anybody has a charity, NessetBaltimorePositive.com. We'd love to see folks next week. We're going to have a lot of friends, a lot of sponsors, a lot of folks out. We're calling it Crab Cake Row. You know, we've done the Crab Cake Tour brought to you by the Maryland Lottery and Window Nation and our friends at Jiffy Lube MultiCare. We've taken a little hiatus with that for AFC Championship game football and new baseball ownership, but we're back at it next week. 8 hours a day of live radio from 9 to 5. We start things. I'm wearing my Fadley shirt. John, do you know Fadley's just moved into the new market? So, I mean, I haven't even been down there. Same old shrimp salad that's delicious and same fried oysters that are tasty and same crab cakes. But I'm going to try to get you, Seth, some folks out next week, and if not next week, soon. I appreciate all you guys do, and I'm really looking forward to getting some fresh scratch-offs. These aren't scented, right? Scented you only for the holidays. No. You don't do scented the rest of the
that's
year.
That's right. We do not do scented unless you happen to drop some of that 50-50 on it, which is not really the way to do it.
Hey, listen, because you employ me for free, I give you free advice, all right? So one of my bucket list things is to go to Amsterdam to see the tulips. Here's a scratch off. Why not in the spring have them that smell like tulips or roses or wild hyacinth or whatever? And I'm just saying, I like the scented tickets because I'm weird like that, right? I mean, I'm that guy. I would be more inclined to buy something that smelled good.
So this is something that's going to close the show in one way, more ways than one. Wild hyacinth reminds me of the Three Stooges.
And me too. I was going to say, me too. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's so why that's I problem. Said it. That's
we
why
can't have
said
a bunch
it.
Of curlies running around. That wouldn't work.
Man, you get us together. We're
Yeah.
Here's my favorite one. My favorite Three Stooges. And this speaks to me.
We are off the rails. We are so gone.
No. This is my favorite Three Stooges. And you'll know it when I tell you, because of me and what I do for a living, they're sneaking into Notre Dame Stadium as fake media members. And, you know, Mo comes up and he has a little thing. It says press, and they let him in. And then Larry comes up and he has a little thing, press, and they let him in. And then Curly comes up and says, oh, yuck, 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 and he runs and they go chasing him through the stadium. I'm the pull guy. John Martin, Maryland Lottery. All right. Is that a good kick it into the big game week? Was that okay?
Nice. Very nice.
John Martin is the executive director of the Maryland Lottery. He's a serious guy doing serious things and also taking care of things in regard to sports gaming and sports wagering. We remind everybody, play responsibly. Don't be weird about it. And we try to educate everybody on all of these things. Know the odds. Know the rules. Download the app and go to mdlottery.com if you want to see more people like that lucky lady in Dundalk and that lucky person in Catonsville that won $1 million. $1 million. Next week, I'll have scratch-offs. We start on Monday at Fadley's, Costas on Tuesday, Coco's on Wednesday, Thursday we're at State Fair in Catonsville, and then on Friday we end things at Pappas in Cockeysville. I thought I was building a purple pep rally. Instead, I'm probably building an orange army. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking a cup of soup or bowl. I may just say it, BaltimorePositive.com.